insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to the fourth and fifth verses of the chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina la yu'minuna bil akhirati zayyana lahum a'malahum fahum ya'mahun.
Indeed, for those who do not believe in the hereafter, we have made pleasing to them their deeds, so they wander blindly.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ.
Those are the ones for whom there will be the worst of punishment, and in the hereafter they are the greatest losers.
Now, in the previous episode, we started our discussion regarding these people, the ones who do not believe in hereafter, and they are in their most dangerous state. Verily, those who do not believe in hereafter, we have made their ugly deeds fair seeming unto them. In view of such people, pollution is purity. In view of those people, indecency is beautiful. Meanness is honor for them. And wretchedness and misery are considered happiness and victory by them. Yes, such is the condition of those people who go astray. And why do they do so? Because they do not believe in hereafter. They even persist on going astray. It is evident that when a person commits an ugly and wrong action, gradually its ugliness decreases in his view, and he will fall into the habit of it. When he is accustomed to it, he brings forth some justifications for it. Later, that evil thing that he committed in the first place will appear as a beautiful thing, or even as a duty in his view. There are many polluted people who are really proud of their deeds. They consider them as positive fact, and we have seen this throughout the history of what has happened for our imams. The people who stood against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they were fighting against him, hoping for the Almighty Allah, hoping for the closeness and station of mercy. This means that they need not think that this thing was ugly at all. So in their view, this was a duty, this was a beautiful thing. And there are many polluted people who consider their deeds as positive. And this change in value, the confusion of the criteria in one's view, actually, is the result of which is being bewildered and misguided in life. It is the worst state that a person may receive.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, it is really interesting that this ornamentation of deeds that Holy Quran discusses, زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, we made their ugly-seeming deeds beautiful unto their eyes. We made their ugly deeds fair-seeming unto their eyes. It is really interesting that this ornamentation of deeds has been attributed to Allah. And this is because He is the cause of all causes. He is the absolute cause in the world of existence. And the effect of anything relates to Allah. And Allah is the one who has put this peculiarity in the repetition of action. That one gradually falls into habit of it, and his sense of discrimination varies, while his responsibility does not disappear, nor can it be counted as a rejection and deficiency for the Lord. So this is really important. Anyway, then the Holy Quran refers to the consequence of those evil deeds that are made fair-seeming to them, and states the fate of such people and says, these are those for whom shall be a grievous chastisement. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. So, in this world, they will be hopeless, they will be bewildered, and in the hereafter, they will encounter a terrible chastisement. Anyway, the verse continues saying, and in hereafter, they shall be the greatest losers. So we will discuss this part, God willing, in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.